Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by our friends over at Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at BakerU.edu. Number one, of course, is the unbelievable drama we got yesterday in Augusta, Georgia. Rory gets his first Masters, becomes the sixth golfer to complete the career Grand Slam. Had to do it in a playoff against Justin Rose. That's just like, that's not even a fair summarization of what we witnessed yesterday. Up and down, crazy back nine for 2.5 hours or so. But Rory got it done. The emotion was incredible. We're going to talk more about that and just... In 1 week, I feel like we got some unbelievable raw emotion from two athletes, Luka and his return to Dallas with the Lakers, and then Rory yesterday. It's just, it's weird how it both happened in a span of a week, because neither do you see all that often. You see athletes get emotional in a game or whatever, but to that extent, like true raw, like, you know, ugly tears, but like happy tears at the same time, right? Like it just crazy. We don't see that. Like, we all, doesn't mean that athletes don't have those emotions, but we don't usually have a camera to capture it that raw. And that's what also added to it yesterday.
Yeah, it definitely added an element to it that changed the thing. We'll talk more about it, obviously. Really, really cool finish to the Masters. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals went yesterday behind a dominant performance from Cole Ragans. They won 4-2. They dropped 2-3 against Cleveland over the weekend. They will start up against New York tonight at Yankees Stadium, so we'll see if they can continue that. They still got 7 games left on this road trip. 3 in New York, and then 4 against the currently first place in the entire American League, Detroit Tigers.
Small ballpark, maybe this gets a little confident. Maybe like,
feel like I'm feeling
like if the offense can't do anything in 3 in New York, then, you know, makes you even more worried about what's going on.
Especially because their pitching staff is in the low 20s for team ERA, so it should be a team you should be able to score against.
Elsewhere, another firing in the NBA. Now, this one is postseason, at least. This is more understandable, but the Suns have fired their head coach, Mike Budenholzer. Although that Suns organization just rips through coach after coach after coach. Devin Booker has had like 7 coaches.
Remember like 4 years ago when they felt like they were really close to becoming like a premier franchise in the NBA? They had so many young players who could score. They stink again. Like, just poorly run. Is that what it is? Still not surprising. At least their team's not in the playoffs. Did you guys watch the end of that? I saw a bunch of people. I didn't see it. A bunch of people were tweeting about the end of that Warriors game.
They
were deciding one of the final West Coast and Western Conference spots during the Masters.
That's why. That's probably why I didn't see. I saw people were tweeting about it and stuff. But
next up on What's Trending, Sporting Kansas City lost Sunday 4-2 against Portland. It was 2-2 at half. They got outscored 2-0 in the second half. The KC Curran, however, stayed perfect with their win over San Diego. Is that who they played yesterday? They're back at home Saturday against CPKC Stadium. Them and the Orlando Pride currently have 12 points, so they got the total number of points. Neither have lost a match. They just came back from international break, so there's a little bit of time there in between. But they both remain unbeaten. They got draws, but unbeaten.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We mentioned the Cody and Gold road trip. We'll get to some details if you're joining us just now and haven't heard us announce that. But don't forget, on Mondays, we've got a brand new lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Excited to welcome in 30 Hop. It's our new Monday lunch partner here on the show. And Monday is $5.99 classic burgers.
Hell yeah.
30 Hop is your new go-to, an American bar and kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, and an unbeatable happy hour. It's now open in Lee's Summit and coming to a location like 5 minutes from us here pretty soon in Merriam's Grand Station. That opens up on April the 30th. So welcome aboard to 30 Hop. We're excited to have them part of the show. 30hop.com. That's 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, big patio.
If you hadn't had a chance to check it out, check out the website. See, I believe they've got a little bit of everything for everyone. So a great chance to do it. I think they'll bring it some lunch for us here in the next couple of weeks. We'll give you a chance to, you know, taste test live on the air for your sake as well. But yeah, check them out. 30hop.com, as you mentioned, our Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold.
So we earlier today announced something we were teasing for a few weeks. We get texts every single day about Jack Caglione. We said, hey, we got something planned. Just give us some time. We got to figure this thing out.
Got to work out some details.
We announced it earlier today, but we're doing a Cody and Gold road trip. This will be our second one we've done involving a Royals prospect. We did this back in 2021 when Bobby Wood Jr. was coming up, when he was playing for Northwest Arkansas. And we went to Fayetteville for that one. Well, we're going a little bit closer this go around when the Northwest Naturals are playing in Springfield against the Cardinals AA affiliate. So Saturday, May 3rd, Cody and Gold road trip. We're going to see Cags.
All right. Of course we had to. He's currently hitting, for those who haven't been watching, and we can get you an update on exactly what he did yesterday. 290 with a 356 on base percentage, three homers, 14 RBIs. He's got 10 Ks, which we'll handle at least on this end. So look, we've only done this one other time. You got to be a big time prospect for this to make sense. We really have it set up where we think we're going to try to make it as cheap for you as possible. 2.5 hour drive, three maybe, depending on which part of the city you're in. Great. $10 for the tickets. They gave us a deal. So if you go to 96.5thefan.com, there's a link that will send you to the ticket counter so you can make sure that you get them, purchase them, and sit in the same section with us. If you would like to wear the same t-shirt a lot of us will be wearing, you can reach out to Alex or I via the text line now. We'll hand those out before the game out by, we're going to go to a bar outside of Springfield. It's all written in there. It's Harbell's, the name of the place. We're going to go there. We'll hand out the t-shirts. Those are only 10 bucks. So 10 bucks for a ticket, 10 bucks for a t-shirt. You tell us the size so we can get you in there in the little Excel spreadsheet we got rolling for you, and we'll be good to go. Other than that, a couple of beers before the game, a couple of beers during the game. Maybe we'll go out after like we did in Fayetteville. We're planning on having a good time out there in Springfield. That's the point.
Yeah, we just announced it at the beginning of the show. We already got a good group of people making their way out. I saw on the t-shirt order forms as well. A good amount of people ordering some t-shirts. So deadline for the t-shirts, by the way, is Wednesday, April 23rd. So if you're planning on going down,
otherwise we'll pick up a few random sizes for you stragglers, but you know. But yeah, can't guarantee they'll fit.
We cannot do that. But we're excited to see you guys down in Springfield and do another one of these road trips. Plus, look, we all want to watch Cags. You can say you watched Cags before he made it up to the big leagues.
Yeah, and we got to do that with Bobby Wood Jr. Didn't get a hit when we were down there, but we did get to see Bobby Wood Jr. and wear those Witt shirts, which are still holding my closet. Jack Caglione, meanwhile.
That went over the scoreboard.
That sounded good.
Another Jack for Jack.
That's a good one.
Jack Watch. He once again did it yesterday as he hit an opposite field home run this time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, the normal 475-foot ones, he hit an opposite field home run this time. Oh, only 406 feet.
Delivers.
Caglione gives it a right out to left. Continuing to carry at the track, at the wall. It's out of here.
Playing the natural music.
Well, the Naturals. That's what they're called.
A screamer for three runs to put the Naturals back on top by six. It's their third big fly of the affair.
He really, at this point, I understand the fear to be like, you know, like, are you sure he's not going to be playing right field by then? Pretty sure. 90% sure he won't be. Like, I looked up Gordon, Bobby Witt Jr., Haas. I looked up every big-time prospect they've had over the last 10 years. They all get at least like 40 games in AA, 50 games in AA. He's played nine.
He's played nine. He's doing everything you want to see. You know, I'm sure he individually would like to not have the airs in the field. He's got two of them or whatever at this point in time. He's not perfect or anything like that. But everything he's done at this point, no reason to temper the expectations or anything like that. But I think still what you said about the amount of games, like Vern this morning, I was driving in and I was listening to him talk to Fesco and Dusty, and he made a fair point when Dusty was asking about Cags. And he's like, look, I would be fine with them calling up to AAA. Like, why would I care, basically? But the Royals calling him up after 9 games in AA to move him to AAA, be like, what? So you just needed, Vern was like, you just needed 9 games?
That's all you needed to see? You didn't want
like, that
more?
Makes no sense. You think like, oh, we just need to see 9 games in AA, then we'll call. I don't know if it's going to be 50 games. It could be 30 games. It could be 80 games. I don't know the number. It's not going to be 9, 10, 11, 12. That's not how quickly they're going to call him up to AAA. And he still has to play right field for those of you worrying about the big league stuff. Now, I could see him getting called up to AAA before he plays any right field. But he's not getting called up to the big leagues until he gets to AAA for at least a cup of coffee. And I say that because essentially J.J. Piccolo told us, he's like, you know, there's another level after AA called AAA.
That's it. So he'll be going there first.
And yes, we are obviously hoping that call up to AAA happens after Saturday, May 3rd. And I feel pretty good that that'll be the case.
Jack will obviously not be in action today, as we pointed out last week, for those who only now are watching AA baseball or paying attention to it. Then he'll play on Mondays. They play essentially six game road trips, 6 game homestands, where they bounce between the two places. So, yeah, he went 1-for-4 yesterday, struck out twice, walked once, and hit a 3-run home run that was, again, hit pretty hard for an opposite field homer. He's been, it turns out, pretty good. But to your point, it's like, I don't know if the guy he hit off of is any good. Like, do you? I don't even know the name of the guy he hit it off of
now. I'd have to go and look.
He hit it off of
It's the quality at bats
Jennings.
And the pitcher. Quality at bats, and is the pitcher he's getting these home runs off of viewed as a top prospect in that respective organization? The other thing is, the power's not shocking. He did this throughout his entire time in spring training. He did it in his time in college. Like, the power's not the question with him. That's a given. They know they got that.
He will hit the ball very far.
The question for him is eventually fielding. Mm-hmm. How is he in the field? And then still, you know, once somebody makes an adjustment, they're going to find something. They're like, they feel like they can take advantage of when he's at the plate. And then what's his counter to that? That's when you really know, like, other than just being a power guy, can he be far more than that? Can he be extremely effective weapon at the big league level? When teams have a true scouting report, like scouting reports in AA versus AAA versus Major League Baseball, completely different animal. And the amount of time that they're scouting, like you think that 9 games into AA that when we go to see them play Springfield, you think that the Springfield Cardinals have like an in-depth scouting report on Jack Caglione in AA compared to what a big league team would have? Of course not.
No, I did go ahead and look it up because I was curious. His name is Ryan Jennings. He is a member of the Texas Rangers organization. Okay. Right. He is currently not in MLB Pipeline's top 30 prospects
for
in their organization.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And a different website who ranks it out to 50 also does not have Ryan Jennings in the list. So the one he hit yesterday was off of nobody.
And the reason why we bring it up,
haven't all been nobodies, but that guy's not a.
And it's not hating. It's not hating. It's just. I'm basing this off of, frankly, what JJ told us a week ago.
He
mentioned they're looking for quality at bats. You know, who's he hitting in off of? A bunch of different scenarios within it, not just looking at a box score and seeing, wow, he's hitting two, which the numbers are great, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
3 home runs, 14 RBI, 10 strikeouts, hitting 290. Like, all, yeah, those are great, but there's far more to it than just that. Far more to it. But it's awesome. We're excited to go see Cags in Springfield when Northwest Arkansas takes them on. We hope to see you guys on our Cody and Gold road trip. And again, website 96.5thefan.com. Right there on the homepage, we got a special $10 ticket offer through Cody and Gold with the Springfield Cardinals to make that happen. And if you want the t-shirt, it's another $10, but you can message us on Twitter or text in the show, 913-586-7965. You do have to Venmo us and detail all that ahead of time to make sure you get your order in. We will not have like 200 extra shirts just chilling in Springfield. So
yeah,
just a heads up.
We can look into a different shirt. Maybe when he's getting closer to getting called up, or the same one again, but this is for the people attending the trip to Springfield.
Meanwhile, someone is firmly in the Cy Young race. I know he was in it last year, but it's not even close. Right now, Cole Reagans, another 10 plus strikeout game gives him 3 straight double-digit strikeout games. If you like some history, I saw this from Joel Goldberg yesterday. Kevin Apier in 1996, the only other Royal to do that, have 10 Ks at least in three straight, double-digit strikeout games since 1996, man. That's some special company to be in. We had Cole Reagans on opening day, and he said, oh, I'm trying to cut out walks. Well, on opening day, a little shaky, four walks.
Yeah, a little loose.
He hasn't walked anybody in two outings.
Yeah, he went 11 strikeouts, no walks, 10 strikeouts, no walks. He is currently the third favorite to win the American League Cy Young right now, as of today, only behind Crochet and Scooble. He is the most talented pitcher they have had in the organization since Zach Greinke. I don't know if I'm not telling you he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. He started his career a little bit later, obviously, than Zach Greinke did. Greinke got up young. He didn't go through the Tommy John-related issues that Cole Reagans did early on. But there's no doubt he's the most talented guy they've had since then. Like, you were talking about a bona fide ace, as in he would be the number one starter on every team in baseball, but like three. Like, he'd be the two for those teams, for what it's worth. Like, maybe the Tigers would put him second in the rotation instead of their guy, Scooble. Yeah. Maybe the Pirates would put Skeens there. And he's coming off a bad start, but I'm not going to overreact. But so, like, he's one of the five best pitchers in baseball right now based on performance. And I know he doesn't have the name recognition that some of those guys I just mentioned do, but there's no... You want to talk about a stopper? That's why the Royals haven't lost more than two games in a row. Their starting pitching's too good. It's too good to cost them multiple games in a row, like three, four, five games in a row, because eventually Cole Reagans will come back around. I kind of wish he was pitching in Yankee Stadium. I'd love to have seen him do it there, Gold. Now I have to go to Detroit, which is a tough lineup, but I wouldn't have minded to see it there. Are you impressed? Did you think that he could be better than he was last year?
Obviously, I'm impressed. I mean, we saw plenty of moments last year, though, where he was just completely dominant. But right now, through his first couple outings, he's taken it to another level. And the walk part, look, he said that was a goal. And so far, that goal clearly was a focus for him. And that's the difference for him, is the walk numbers are down already. He's up there, and we all know he's all business. That's how he is. He mentions, though, once he starts pitching, he's fine. But before every game, he still gets, jitters, butterflies and all that, almost gets sick to his stomach. Like, this dude's intense, and you see why. And now that the results continue to be there. But he looks better than he did a year ago already. And a year ago, he was an all-star. Like, right now, he's trending to competing with Scooball and Crochet for, like, it's way too early to talk all-star game, but, like, you're talking about being the best pitcher in the American League.
To be the all-star game starter.
Yeah, like, it's too early for that. But that's the position he's going to potentially put himself in. And if you were wondering on the betting markets on FanDuel right now, Cy Young, Crochet has the best odds. Crochet just had, like, a no-hitter, didn't he, yesterday? Something like that. Or near no-hitter.
Yeah.
Plus 220.
That's why he's the favorite. And he was the favorite before, so...
Scooble or whatever, plus 450, and then Cole Reagans, third best odds, in that 7-1, just in front of Logan Gilbert, who's great out there in Seattle. So he is firmly in the Cy Young conversation, not even a month into the season, but he's been awesome.
I mean, again, it's four starts, so I'm not here to tell you, like, here we go.
Sure.
You guys are in deep trouble now, but, like, the last three in particular, the opening day one, where it was, like, a little bit of a battle ride, and he didn't strike anybody out. Remember, it was weird. He walked guys, he didn't strike anybody out. It just felt like... Yeah, it feels like a little bit off. Since then, he's walked two guys in his last three starts combined, which is 23 innings, or I don't know, 17 innings or whatever it is, 18 innings. And he's striking out 10 a pop. And he could have, by the way, and I'm not saying they should have, they shouldn't have. He could have thrown a complete game last night. Like yesterday, if they wanted to just have him throw a complete game yesterday, he could have. He was at like 85, 89 pitches when they pulled him.
They weren't going to push it this early in the year.
No, and they shouldn't. But like, I kind of wanted to just let him see
the
thing.
Especially
with
the guy that's had injury history. No, I'm fine. I was fine with that decision yesterday. I get what you're saying. He was pitching well enough, obviously.
Yes, that's what I mean.
To do it. And they went to Ursig for the final out there. Then they still went to Carlos Estevez to get his fifth save on the season.
So far, you're looking good there, Estevez, and your...
Yeah, we did our... What were the three? We each... how do we not remember? This was only like 3 weeks ago. We each did like our bold prediction for the season.
Mine was that Massey was going to hit a bunch of homers. He's not doing that
still
yet.
Still could happen. Mine was...
A little cold start.
Estevez, all-star, and 32 saves, a career high. I don't know if he'll be an all-star, but he's pacing for the saves. Drew, what was yours?
Mine was Q's going to win manager of the year.
That's me. It's still in play.
Way too early to have any sense of that.
We'll have a better idea in June, I guess, or July.
Yeah. I still think they're going to have to win the division for that to happen.
Absolutely going to have to win the division.
I haven't looked at the history. It's not like MVP. I haven't looked at the history gold to see like what that looks like. But yeah, I think he'd have to win, right? Have to win the division.
I would be shocked if you could win Manager of the Year in this year, given the potential candidates this year. And not, especially because, look, if what's his name in Boston? Alex Cora. If the Red Sox beat the Yankees and win the AL East this year, that's already going to be a tough one to get over.
Yeah. I mean, the Yankees, though, they just don't look the same, do they?
Well, no Cole, no Luis Gil for now. He'll be back eventually, I think, in July or something. And so they're really suffering when it comes to pitching. Hopefully, again, tonight and the next couple nights, hopefully this is the offense get right series. Bad pitching and small ballpark. Now, I know people are thinking, well, leave it to the Royals tonight. You watch. All of a sudden, the Yankees pitching will be great. I understand the skepticism because the Royals offense has really struggled. Something's got to give here. They're saying the same thing. They're saying, well, our pitching's been bad, but their offense, they're talking about the Royals.
You're talking about a good time for us to get our offense healthy.
Something's
got to
give. Something's got to give here. But I think in this ballpark tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, you will see at least once or twice, if not three different times. Remember last week when Bobby had a hit that should have been a home run, if one for the win, all that kind of stuff. Imagine now going to play in the Bronx. They'll have some. I don't know. I'm not saying that MJ and Renfro are going to get going, but the guys you count on, Vinny, India, and Bobby, those guys, Salvi at him, those guys with this ballpark, I think you'll start to see that this series.
I got to figure out whether or not, and yeah, to your point, I think I'm making a pick for Vern tonight. I got to figure out if I'm feeling good about the offense enough to actually make an offense.
Yeah, I was on Saturday.
Or if I should stick it with pitch. I've only made one so far.
Okay.
I'm one for one.
Yeah, on Saturday, I went with Lorenzen under strikeouts with Vern and then over 7.5. And luckily, the Royals got that extra couple runs in the ninth to get us over. So we're off to a good start with Vern.
Yeah, you're off to a flying start.
We're off to a good start with Vern's on.
You
got to
be in first place.
Yeah. He said there's only everybody else hasn't hit.
You and Dusty, I think, are the only two to do it. And you bet.
Cody has one.
Yeah. I made one.
You did as well?
Yeah, I'm one for one. I haven't like made a bunch.
But it depends on the odds. He's made Fern's basing it off of the odds.
I was gonna say because your unit size gold of the first one that you did was enough to give you a sizable gap on everybody.
That's right. That's right.
As long as Rob doesn't win.
He just hit a longer shot bet.
Yeah.
Vern mentioned this to me. I don't know if Rob's listening, but off air. I mentioned how I choked last year, essentially. I was in the lead all season long, and then I really bombed away at the end, and I lost it. And Rob won. And Vern goes, well, as long as Rob doesn't win again. Because Rob's won 2 years in a row now.
Oh, has he?
Oh, wow.
Apparently.
Yeah, so really.
It almost sounds like Vern was not rooting for it, but
in fairness,
like,
I think
well,
I like
Rob.
I do it every Saturday on Vern's show. I'm every Saturday.
I borderline think that there's a good chance that if you averaged out my 2 years that I am like plus or minus like a quarter unit. I am like dead even Steven, both years. I am not winning you a lot of money. I am not losing you a lot of money. I have just essentially been dead even for two straight years.
Reminder of, by the way, Vern's on deck show, I believe, because they're out east, right? 5 o'clock. Is that right? Vern's on deck show, 5 o'clock tonight, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Can't wait, man. I do really like the way they're pitching right now. Cole Reagans is at the front of that, but it is what is keeping this team looking so sharp.
Well,
like Bubic gave up a run or whatever, but like, oh no. Like, so I guess his ERA is in 0.0. He's still in six innings and only allowed a run or two. So like every time they're coming back around on the rotation again this weekend, it'll be kind of a good test of that. We're getting a good look. It's not been a perfect start for the Royals, but it's been far from the disaster I think some have made it out to be too.
Up next, we'll get to the random question of the day and talk more about what Rory did and how he got to this point in time and where this moment stacks up in golf and in sports next.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Underneath one limb rises and turns over. 7-iron. 207.
Come on.
6-iron yesterday set up an eagle. Is this enough? It is. Oh, here it comes. The shot of a lifetime.
Jim Nantz on the call. CBS Sports, of course, yesterday. One of a few amazing shots from Rory. One of the highs of the final back nine. There was obviously some lows as well. It's why we ended up having a playoff, but Rory got it done. Gets his career grand slam, one of six golfers to do it. And we were like the bullpen, everybody, like it's what everybody's talking about today, obviously.
Sure.
I mean, the Masters always is a fun time, and even the most casual sports fan kind of tunes in to the Masters. But I still think when you look at what we all witnessed yesterday, other than Tiger winning it this last time, I don't think for me, at least as someone that only watches the majors, that there was any other golf moment other than this one and the Tiger one that I was truly like nervous watching. I was legit like standing up because I remember standing up and pacing when Tiger was, it was like, wow, is he really doing this? You're texting your buddies like, this is really happening. This one wasn't like, this is really happening as much as it was like, who the hell's, is he going to actually hold on? Is he going to really blow this thing again?
He blew it a couple of times and in the same round that he ended up winning.
So it was awesome. Like, it was great theater. We talked about the raw emotion earlier in the hour. Like, That's also at the end what made it so cool. Why sports just are the freaking best. It's not even close. You see how much like we like, as fans, sometimes it feels like you care more than the athlete. Like, we get that perception sometimes. Like, as fans, we think, oh, I care more about it than they do. Where's their emotion? How come they're not pissed off about whatever? We've seen twice in a week two athletes show us how much they care. Rory, obviously, yesterday, and what he did, he fell to his knees as he won. And then Luka in his return trip to Dallas, and you had to watch that tribute video. You saw what Dallas meant and how hard that decision was for him. So two amazing raw moments in 1 week, and it's exactly why we love sports, man.
I think a lot of it just goes to show like the how careful they try to be and hide their emotions in those moments, right? they try to be protective. They try to protect themselves. Rory kind of historically lately here has been having this whole thing about how he doesn't really want to do media stuff, but that he kind of has to do media stuff. But it's like a lot of it is like the reason why there's value in sports is because we pay for moments like this. The reason why there's TV partners, like we pay for moments like where you feel like I felt pressure for Rory and I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
You're watching him and when he missed that first putt on 18, I was like, oh my God, dude, you're just like, I can't believe it. Why? Like even worse probably was the shot he put into the water on the par five where you're like, you had the whole tournament in hand. You're up four shots. You got you don't have that many holes left to play. Bryson just blew up. You are in like massive control of this tournament. Everyone else is three holes ahead of you, two holes ahead of you. You're fine. And then he just duffs it in the water and you're like, oh my God. Like it's one of the, that moment of just like, that was one of the more entertaining tournaments, like front to back. The moment, it's like up there, right? It's like, it's probably behind the Tiger ones for me because I was the age I was and like, yeah, even 2019 where you're like, you were long gone thinking he had any chance to compete. But yeah, to complete the Grand Slam, to do it all, and it had every conceivable moment, went to a playoff, very cool. I mean, incredibly cool. It was obviously one of the best moments in golf. It's the best moment in golf since 2019.
Have you guys seen if the ratings come out? Yeah, I'm sure they're just going to be, especially the final 2 hours of coverage, they're going to be ridiculously high. Maybe the highest since Tiger, like as far as of television ratings, because of the story and then the drama. And even if you weren't watching, you're like, oh, I'm not going to watch. And like, I tweeted out at one point, oh, this thing is over, you know, and that was when Rory was up four strokes. I'm like, oh, this thing is over. Even if you thought it was over at that moment, like you tuned back in maybe once you saw the chaos, it was just awesome. And, you know, I know there's a few people who were texting earlier, like still for whatever reason, don't like Rory. I'll be honest. I don't get it. Like that's just sports. Not everybody has to like every athlete.
I think he's pretty arrogant. So like people like sometimes have been brushed the wrong way. With
and that's fine. I other than if you were someone that had money on Justin Rose to win. Justin Rose is, you know,
he's a very likable guy himself, but
unless Justin Rose was like your uncle or something, I don't know how you weren't rooting for Rory in that moment though. I really don't.
No, I wasn't.
It doesn't mean Justin, again, by all accounts, everybody says Justin Rose is a great person. It's not anything anti-Justin Rose. It's just, I don't know how you were rooting for him over Rory McIlroy in that moment.
I genuinely believe I would have been rooting for Justin Rose over anyone else in the field, not named Rory McIlroy in that moment for all the things he's accomplished or what he was and his, all the stuff. He's had multiple chances at the Masters too. He's had some really close calls like Rory. He's incredibly like in that case, you kind of want to see him do it. But at the same time, I mean, it was so up and down. I told you in the end, he hit the clutch shot that he needed to hit, but I have never seen a player simultaneously choke. I mean, he was choking in some of those shots, in some of those putts. And you're like, I've never seen someone simultaneously choke and the next hole, curve one around the trees 6 feet from the hole because you're like, the hell's happening here?
Is that
it was like
special,
back and forth.
It was
crazy.
Yeah, that's somebody said, golf is a stupid game because from 82 yards, he hits it in the water on 13, and then from 270, sticks it to 5 feet. And you're just, it's just a dumb game because every single hole is its own little
adventure, I guess.
It's its own little adventure. No, it really is. You know, when one little meticulous thing can screw your whole round or it can be what ends up giving you an all-time moment.
I know some people, like, towards the end when Nance was talking about Justin Rose's family story, people were annoyed. But other than that, I thought Jim Nance and the whole CBS crew, I thought the whole broadcast was, like top-notch, as good as it gets.
Watching Rory come off the course rather than say anything.
Yeah, letting it breathe a little bit. Just hear the natural sound. His interaction with his buddies as he was hugging all of them right before he went into the cabin.
I don't buy Rory!
I gotta go get a green jacket.
It was awesome.
What a great moment. What a super fun. I mean, just an incredible tournament. One you probably won't forget for a very long time. I will say, at the end, could Bryson have been a bigger crybaby? For those who might have missed him, Bryson DeChambeau, who was paired with Rory in the final pairing of thing. He had a couple of disastrous holes himself and absolutely could not overcome it. There were two things he did after that. I couldn't believe it. One was in his post game where he's like, he wouldn't talk to me. You can hear it.
Speak to him in there. How's he doing? Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing? Do you know?
No idea. Didn't talk to me once all day.
Did you try
and initiate conversation with Rory at all?
He wouldn't talk to me.
First off, they showed a couple of clips of them talking, so he's just being... And then in the other part of the clip, he tried to braggadociously do the thing that we made fun of the Bills for doing, which is, you're not even in the playoff. You didn't have a chance to win the tournament by the time we were getting to the end of it. And he said, essentially, I'd have whipped his ass if my irons were on or if I were in the playoff. You're like, he beat you. You were paired up next to each other. You had the lead through three holes. You don't get a claim, I'd have gotten him if I had my good game today. Maybe he didn't have his great game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so stupid.
We just have to remember, like, Bryson DeChambeau has done an unbelievable job in the last year or two of changing his entire image. He was one of the most hated, and now he's fairly likable for a lot of people. And his whoever he got involved with from a PR standpoint, master class as well of like changing his whole image. What we just heard that was like the real Bryce. What we just heard that's why people didn't like
that was that, why he had to repair his image.
That was Bryson, like real Bryson DeChambeau. And yeah, that was ridiculous. Like, also,
he would talk to me the whole day. He won. It didn't bother him. Shouldn't have bothered you as much as it did, I guess.
But also, like. It's not like you tell me, Drew, if I'm wrong. You follow these guys away and you watch Full Swing and everything. Like, I don't think Tiger or Scottie Scheffler is going to be talking up a storm when they're trying to win the Masters either.
Yeah,
Tiger notoriously talked to no one.
Right.
He'd zone out.
Yeah,
in
I don't
those tournaments.
I don't. I think that part of his comments are just out of frustration because, like you said, I mean, they were talking on the golf course. I think he was more mad at himself and he kind of projected it out. In regards to, look, if I was on one of my good days, then this wouldn't have happened and I would have won. Well, I mean, anybody could say that. I mean, Ludvig Åberg had every opportunity in the world at one moment.
He fell apart in the last three holes.
He couldn't make a putt. Similar to how Rory couldn't either, but he had as much opportunity as anybody else, and we're not hearing this from Ludvig Åberg. So I think it's the way that you handle certain things, obviously, in the situation, which kind of rubs people the wrong way with how Bryson did it.
He handled it poorly, man.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, hey, they asked him the question, what was Bryson supposed to say?
No, we didn't talk much on the course. He seemed really focused.
It's
not that hard.
Said, hey, we were both locked in. Yeah, we were talking. We were both locked in. You don't have to be like, I tried to talk, but he didn't. Like, that's the issue.
I've seen this with, like, athletes before and, like some of the stuff. It always confuses me. You'd be like, what do you want him to do? Not be a jerk. It's actually, I do it all the time. It's like crazy easy. You just don't be a jerk instead of be a jerk. It's not, sometimes people make it seem like that's like an impossible task and what do you want him to do? And you're like, he didn't ask him an impossible question. He said, did you guys talk a lot on the course? He didn't say, how's it feel to choke, Bryson?
do we know?
Does it hurt to choke? He didn't do that to him.
Do we know how long?
If he did that, then he'd be a jerk back.
That was short afterwards, right? Back in the clubhouse. So I wonder, because Shane Lowry had a similar instance where he kind of corrected, or he explained, he talked his way through it with the reporters. But after his third round, they asked him about, they asked him a question about Rory, because him and Rory are really good friends.
And he said, I'm still trying to win the tournament.
I don't give a blank about Rory right now. I'm trying to win the tournament too. And he's like, it's nothing against, you know, you guys, I understand you're going to ask him questions, but I'm trying to do this thing.
Right.
So I think that was some of what Bryson was going through, but also at the same time, like there's a certain way that you handle things and you got to just handle it with a little bit more class. Similar to how Justin Rose was in the playoff and lost it and handled it with better class. So I think there's a way to do things in a way not to.
Someone said, Drew, do you have that 7-iron from 207 in your bag for Cody when
a
he's caddying?
7
for
from
you?
207?
No,
ridiculous.
Drew does not hit no.
Someone says, Drew,
know Drew's game. He's not 207 with a 7.
A 7-iron from 207 is ridiculous.
Someone says, Drew, you still think you can shoot 100 now that you watched it again?
I hope your answer's changed. Don't forget, on Mondays, our lunch partner is 30 Hop, our new Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. They got $5.99 classic burgers, including an American bar and kitchen, bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, and an unbeatable happy hour now open in Lee's Summit and coming around the corner from us at Merriam's Grand Station on April 30th. Proud part, our lunch partner of Cody and Gold. So check them out, 30hop.com. You want to check out those menus, local beer, American eats, and a big patio.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. We'll take your answers on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream 4 hours on the show as well. Of course, it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Go to awaken180weightloss.com to find out more. Question I have for you today is related to the trash the day we had earlier where a guy was just trying to do his job, man. Didn't give a guy an interview. Had a little urine thrown his direction. Pretty bad day at the office. Yeah. So the question I have for you today is, what is the worst day you have had at any job ever? I just want to know the day that you're like, man, this day sucked. I want to know the worst day you've had at a job and then what happened that led it to be that way. So 913-586-7965.
So it wasn't directly with me, but I mean, the first answer that comes to mind when you ask that question is going to work and finding out that a coworker was murdered in the basement of the building I was working in while doing a radio show. That's the worst
thing. But I was not.
But at the time, from a mental side of things, it was a very
tough day. Did you go to work that day? Did you just go home?
No, they told me to finish the show.
They
that was
had
the
you
whole thing.
Finish the
that was
show?
What I'm saying. That was the problem. I've told the story numerous times. Yeah, there were police officers walking back and forth in the building. Imagine we're doing this show. You see cops, clearly something going on. The parking lot's full of sheriff cars. And your boss comes in and just said, inspector just comes in and is like, hey, you need to keep doing the show. That's what happened to me when I was in Wichita. And it turned out, unfortunately, a coworker was murdered. That's probably my worst day at work as far as like just everything that went on. As far as like individual, like I worked at a soccer, indoor soccer place that had a pro shop inside. And you were responsible for multiple things. Like you worked in the pro shop, you have to help make sure the teams got organized. Sure. This was many years ago. But I also was responsible for like when we closed, you had to clean the restroom. But if something happened during the day, I also was responsible. And I had to pull out one of like the tall stick router things and unclog some toilets one day. And it was the most disgusting thing.
Can they legally make you do that?
I mean, I could.
There are some legal things where like they can't make you clean restroom, like bodily fluids. As a part of a job that does not require the cleaning of bodily fluids.
Well, I told them, I was like, I'm never doing the, because this wasn't just like, oh, wipe down the, I'll spray the, you know, window, whatever. Yeah, I'll wipe down the counters. This was many years ago. But the day that I had to get like, it was like, I'll never forget the image of it. Cause it was so this tall, like, I don't know what you call it, like a rotor thing, but like where it had this tall crank at the top and this thing. And then it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
I've used
in my
a
life.
Snake. I get it.
But yeah.
But like not for somebody else.
Somebody else? Yes, one thing. If
that's
it's for
like
your
a floor
kid
drain
or for you.
In a basement or something we're talking about typically.
So anyway, that was it. But the murder thing came to mind first.
I mean, I've had a few bad days at the office over the years. One of the worst I'll give you the worst one here in a minute. One of the worst I ever felt was when I was doing courier work and I was driving all the way to Lincoln, Nebraska. What is that? A 3.5-4 hour drive, Gold, give or take? To Lincoln, Nebraska, and I was delivering a film print to Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm not kidding. I had to leave it. It had to be delivered at 8 in the morning. Mm. I left at 4 in the morning. I drive all the way to Lincoln. I get all the way up there, and as I go to put the key in the trunk of my car at that time, I realize we do not have the package that I need to deliver.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, the second I put the key in, I didn't even have to open the trunk. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God, I didn't put
at
it
at least
back.
This wasn't the heart. Cody I said he used like, to deliver hearts.
No, that was a tough one.
You could have cost someone their life.
I did. Oh, God, that would have been so much worse. I did get questioned by, I don't know, whatever organ company nationally had to do this. When a pancreas I had sent on an airline got delivered with a bunch of holes in it, loose in like a Ziploc bag, but I had nothing to do with that. So as far as I was concerned, I gave them a regular box. That wasn't that bad of a day at the office for me.
Yeah.
The worst one was easily when I crashed a work truck and took down the entire ticket booth stanchions at Sandstone. By far the worst. Mm-hmm. I was already working on a Saturday, wrecked the whole truck, wrecked personal property of Sandstone, and then still had to do the job there and drive the wrecked truck back to the office. That's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
I'm not having a worse day than that. That one sucked. Drew, what's your worst day in a job?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. There's been some bad ones, but I don't, not nearly as bad as you guys. I mean, obviously I would say getting laid off is not fun.
Yeah. That's like, that's a real answer. Like I got laid off. You're like, I'm sure it wasn't fun for you in Boise.
Getting kicked off the course at a Corn Ferry qualifier. That might be the answer soon, coming up in a few weeks.
They technically that 51 and they ask you to get out.
Technically
I'm
be a
joking.
Work
I'm
be
joking.
A work
that is a work day.
Technically the worst work day I would say is it's not necessarily because something happened, it's just the day itself. So in Pensacola is the home of the Blue Angels. And they've got this big air show that they do every single year. And I'm like the sports person. I get tasked to do traffic for this event. Now this is an event where people go and they park at the beach and they sleep overnight. Like they park at a spot overnight. There's not enough parking spots for you to walk there. Like if you're not there by 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., you need to Uber. So I have to get up. I get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to get out and do 3:30 to do traffic.
That's tough.
So I'm on a trolley back and forth on the beach for 9 hours. 9 hours. I'm there from 4 to 1 in the heat. It's like 90 degrees outside in the heat. I just got to go keep on going back and forth and back and forth. By the end of it, I'm just like miserable.
That's pretty bad.
Worst day.
From the 816, worked in food service at Oceans of Fun in high school. Saturday, middle of summer, packed. One kid threw up in the full main dining area. Set off a chain reaction of sympathetic vomiters that ended up closing the dining area for an hour after I cleaned up the stomach contents of 14 people. Somebody, I mean, lots of like bodily fluids related ones. That's not surprising.
Something they broke their foot, worked for a few days, got an infection, flatlined twice, coma for a week, hospital for a month.
Well, that's a pretty bad day.
That might be the, yeah.
We did have, so like delivering those organs, the horror story that everybody told us was there was an older driver who used to drive for us. He didn't, but he wouldn't do the organs anymore because he had to go pick up one of the organs that was being delivered from a guy who like went in a ditch and died, who was working for the company at the time. So he had to go just because the EMS people weren't there yet. He had to take the thing so that somebody else didn't die not getting the organ and go deliver it, the package. And this guy was like dead in his car or whatever. And you're like, oh, I was like, I just wouldn't pick it up. That I'm not doing it.
Wait, back up. Okay.
Same thing. Courier work. Delivery
work. Intense.
So guy dies in a car crash.
Yeah.
Okay.
They still need the organ. It's for an emergency medical
procedure.
So they
had already removed the organ from this dude's body.
No. Yeah. It's like in a box, okay, he's delivering. The guy who's delivering the organ dies.
Oh, okay.
And then.
So the guy that was trying to deliver an organ had died in a car crash and they needed to take the. Okay. I thought for a second trying to claim that the guy that just got in a crash, they were trying to remove his organ right there.
No.
And he had to pick it up.
But
and
multiple of us who deliver those organs have had them be like, hey, we don't need that anymore. And you're like, but why?
Oh.
Why don't you need it anymore? Like,
so by the way, real quick, what do you, you've got a heart in your car as a courier. You get the call that says,
driving my 93 Grand Am, dude. It's the most irresponsible thing on the planet.
You get a call that says, oh, by the way, no need to rush anymore. Unfortunately, the person that was receiving the heart passed away. What do you do with the heart in the back seat of your car?
Return it. I don't know.
Return it to who?
I mean, they're only good for so long.
Who
I don't know. Just drive it back.
To who?
Well, wherever the organ transplant company used to pick it, Midwest Organ Transplant is where I picked him up at the time.
Okay.
From the 816, they didn't say how. They just said, I made a mistake that cost my boss $120,000.
Former boss?
Dang.
Yeah, you still got your job?
Former boss.
I had someone explain to me once about the way that they were doing, like, they do, like, bidding, right? Yeah. For, like, you know, like, construction work or whatever. And they had, like, carried a decimal wrong. And so they were the lowest bid by a mile. And they were like, we'll lose too much money. It was less money to pay the, like, penalty. Like, it was less money to pay the $20,000 to be like, we won't do this job and quit it than to do the job for the price that they bid it at. Wow. So they just had to pay this company $20,000 to not do the job because of how low the bid came in on. Oh, it's crazy.
Some bad stories from people. Some sad ones, man. Some sad ones coming in.
It's tough, man.
So they worked at a retirement center. Security guard, elderly lady slipped, fell outside. She ended up passing away from her injuries. Why they're there?
The person who said they cost her boss $120,000 is still employed.
Good for you. Good for you.
Wow. You must be a good employee outside of that.
Someone from the 816.
$20,000.
This text, I don't know if we can read that.
From the 816, not the worst day, but recently my boss April fooled me into thinking she was quitting and I was getting her job. Way more money. Didn't happen.
Dang.
That sucks.
Ouch. Someone says they caught their boss doing something that he should not be doing in public in a porta potty outside their building one day. 10 years later, still scarred.
Porta potty?
Jeez.
At the job, porta potty.
Yeah.
You got to
down bad.
You
can't wait till you get home.
I've never been down that bad in my life.
You can't wait till you get home.
I've never been down that bad in my life.
Go home. Take the rest of the afternoon off. If you're
sick,
come on.
Like down.
Wow, that is the random question of the day. Wow. Yeah.
Some of you had some bad days at work.
Next, let's talk about the Royals and a group of three players that are struggling at the plate. Who are you more concerned about and a big problem existing in New Orleans with their quarterback situation?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.